Ça a été annoncé mercredi, la province investit 400 000 dollars pour la protection de sites archéologiques. En effet, les effets du réchauffement climatique se font sentir, particulièrement sur une région comme la Nouvelle-Écosse où l'érosion y est propice. Nous avons rencontré le ministre de l'Environnement et du Changement climatique, Timothy Allman, pour nous présenter cette initiative. D'abord, il nous a expliqué comment les sites étaient impactés.
Yeah, we know if action isn't taken, there could be erosion, there could be flooding. Last December, the province of Nova Scotia released its climate risk assessment, which articulates to Nova Scotians, what we can expect over the next, 30 to 50 years in terms of changes to our climate. And two of them this decade, we just experienced wildfires, along with flooding, along with erosion. Adele, I was just in Hansport yesterday meeting with residents, and they were showing me the erosion along their property. So this approach to archaeological sites is absolutely a key component in adapting to climate change, and we know the risks for this very much are flooding and erosion.
Monsieur Allman rappelle que perdre ces sites est aussi perdre notre histoire.
So I think Nova Scotians, it's an absolute priority to them to preserve their rich history. Climate action involves a number of things, and it also involves the preservation of our history, a very diverse history, African Nova Scotian history, Acadians, the Gaels. Just to name a few, I think as government we have a responsibility to help groups facilitate the protection of these things, and that's why we've gotten started with a $400,000 grant to the Cape Sable Historical Society to lead the way and make recommendations, form a governance model, communicate with the archaeological sector in Nova Scotia. About the strategy to preserve this.
Il nous explique aussi l'importance du gouvernement dans ce genre d'initiative.
Government is a big component in climate adaptation, but government has to bring all the stakeholders together for climate action. And so it's an all hands on deck approach.
Ces 400 000 dollars ont été confiés à la Cape Sable Historical Society.
Yeah, they have, so they're going to oversee the implementation of that climate adaptation strategy for the archaeological sector, because they have the experience, they have the community stewardship and the connections. We're confident in terms of the partnerships that they'll build in the weeks, months, and years ahead. And we feel that they are more than qualified to facilitate this work and bring many organizations together to preserve our history, our archaeological history, in the context of climate change.
Voici le plan dans ses grandes lignes.
Yeah, so the initial goals of the society, first and foremost, they're going to form a governance and an implementation team, and they'll be working with the province's archaeological sector. And then from there, they're going to develop work plans and start on the tactics, shall I say, on the strategy's outcomes.
Et la communauté acadienne n'a pas été oubliée. Le ministre nous parle de la baie Sainte-Marie.
I was just in the Acadian francophone community of Clare in Southwest Nova. I was just there 2 days ago, and I met with Alistair Surette, the president of Université Saint-Anne, and the rich, vibrant history that exists in a community like Clare and all our Acadian francophone communities. You talk about coastal erosion. A lot's happening along La Baie Saint-Marie. And, Alistair and I chatted about that. And Université Saint-Anne is an example of a potential partnership, right, where working with them, because the incredible work that university is already doing in preserving Acadian francophone history. So these are the types of partnerships, as minister, I hope to see, I expect to see, and I'm very confident in the Cape Sable Historical Society in facilitating these discussions.
Si vous aimeriez agir à votre niveau en tant que citoyen, voici quelques conseils.
Yeah, I think Well, as a former history teacher, I really encourage people to get involved in the preservation and learning of our diverse historical pasts. So absolutely reach out to the Cape Sable Historical Society. You can always reach out to my Department of Environment and Climate Change, and myself and my team are always happy to help Nova Scotians make connections. This is one component in an overall larger plan we have for Nova Scotia. Nova Scotia has a climate plan with 68 goals, and this is, one component of it. But there's a much, much larger, broader strategy to adapt and mitigate the realities of climate change. So I encourage residents reach out to the Cape Sable Historical Society. Feel free to reach out to my department, and we're happy to engage and give recommendations on how you can get involved.
Merci à Monsieur Timothy Allman pour cette entrevue. C'était Adèle de C98 pour IGL Halifax.